It's time to talk food. Shut up and eat. Joe Riccio of Down East Magazine and Food Coma TV joining us. Hey there, how's your Friday going, Joe?
It is great. Better now with the Aerosmith, so thank you.
Anything for you? You know that. Well, last week we put the word out. We implored folks to help us out on our Facebook page with suggestions for some of the best burgers in Maine. And, we got quite a few of them on the page.
Yeah, I saw that. I was, and it looks like Nocturnum seems to be the perennial favorite up there, which doesn't surprise me.
No, Nocturnum had several nominations, and we actually got some from different parts of the state, but right around here, Woodman's in Orono, the Family Dog, Jimmy's over in Brewer, but then everything from Gray to Sugarloaf to Bethel, so all kinds of great suggestions, but certainly on the local scene, more of them for Nocturnum than anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, that burger sounds delicious with the blue cheese, some onions, and the really high-quality beef. I'd be into that.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And just to to prime the pump, we offered $50 for somebody making a suggestion, and we used our official random number generator, and we got a winner, and we want to congratulate Cheryl Mishu, who suggested Nocturnum, as it turned out, and she's the winner of $50 from downtown, so she can go get herself some burgers. That's a good deal.
Nice. Thank you, Cheryl. You and Nocturnum win there, so it just makes sense, I guess, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're gonna be doing a piece in Down East, and it's not the best burger, but it's different places to find great burgers in the state.
Exactly. You know, burgers, what makes a great burger, I think, is subjective. And, you know, we all have different burger moods, just like pizza. So, I don't know. I'm just as captivated by a burger from the ice cream and grill. The Jimmy's is in Brewer.
Yes.
Have you been there?
I have. And I haven't had their burger. Their fried clams are amazing.
And that's the thing. A fried clam place, that they randomly have an awesome burger. I'm into that, you know?
So I wanted to ask about this and talk about the food reviewing protocol. When you're going to do a review, do you let the folks know you're coming, first of all?
Well, you know, if I were really doing a review per se, you know, like awarding stars, you know, in a weekly paper, I certainly wouldn't let anybody know I was coming. What I do generally for Down East, I do a little more of an overview, whereas I'm kind of trying to take you through my experience at the restaurant and sort of tell you what they're all about, so you know what to do when you get there. You kind of know what to expect and maybe know a certain way to order. Whereas when I worked with Maine Magazine, it was definitely more, you know, they'd know I was coming, have it all kind of set up for me. With Down East, I actually sit down, you know, I tell them, if anything, they just see my reservation or I just show up. So it's a little more spontaneous there. And Maine Magazine was a little more of an elaborate setup, but that's the difference, you know, between the two styles of magazines.
Sure. Now, when you're there for Down East, obviously you want to sample as much as possible to be able to give a good picture of what people might expect.
Yeah, you do. And that's one of the things I do like about not announcing my arrival, is when you announce your arrival, you're kind of at the mercy of what they want to feed you. Like, you feel bad saying you don't want something that maybe they're going to send out from the menu. I like being able to order myself, and I'm not shy. I will definitely order a ton of food, even as one person. I do like to have – the thing that's hard is I like to have a couple people there with me to help me eat the food, but at the same time, I take better notes and a better recollection of the whole experience when it's just me flying solo, because I just focus on it the whole time, you know?
Sure. And if you have a bad experience, or, you know, less than expected experience, how many chances do you give a place?
Well, me personally, I don't usually give too many more chances. As far as from a writing perspective, you know, what am I going to say in a public forum? I'm probably just not going to say anything at all.
Right.
I think in Maine, that just seems to be it's just easier, you know. I mean, I don't have that many experiences, unless it's like it's horrifically bad and I really don't like the people that provided the experience,
right?
In which case I'll happily let people know.
And if the food's good but not great, can a restaurant compensate by having tremendous service?
Definitely. I think more the other way around. I will definitely tolerate worse service with amazing food. You know, whether it's, you know, I'm not saying it has to be like fine dining, you know, it could be just bad bar service. I mean, that'll annoy me. It'll make me go less, but I'll always have to kind of admit that the food is awesome. Whereas if the service is great, but the food isn't so great, then I'll kind of feel bad when I go because people are going out of their way to make such a great experience, but the food just doesn't cut it.
Have you got any big excursions coming up?
Oh, last week was actually going to the Tourmaline, drink water directly from the ground in Harrison.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just crazy, like literally so pure that, you know, does not require any filtering, like legally. They can actually bottle it. I've not really tasted anything like it. This is a certain texture. I mean, obviously some people say water is water. I don't believe that. I think if you can't tell the difference between tap water and different kinds of bottled water, I think, you know, you're being a little ignorant, but, you know, that's fine. You know, you don't have to buy it, whatever. But I don't know, just the story behind it. I just, you know, I like, that's a lot of history. That's, you know, that's history beyond our existence, you know,
yeah.
That goes deep.
That's cool stuff right there. Joe Ricci of Downeast Magazine, Food Coma TV every Friday here on Downtown Talk with us. Joe, hey, thanks as always, and we look forward to seeing your burger story as well, and we'll check in with you again next Friday.
Looking forward to Nocturnum. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Joe Riccio here on Downtown.